Joe Biden on lockdown anniversary, stick with the rules and trust government. By Charlie Spiring on March 11, 2021. President Joe Biden recognized the year-long anniversary of the coronavirus lockdowns on Thursday but urged Americans to continue obeying guidance from the federal government. "Put trust and faith in our government to fulfill its most important function, which is to protect the American people," the president said. In his first primetime speech as president, Biden spoke about the punishing emotional toll of the coronavirus lockdowns but encouraged Americans to continue following all of the rules from health officials. "We need to remember that the government isn't some foreign force in a distant capital," he said. "No, it's us. All of us." Biden noted the restrictions are based on science and should be trusted. "Look, we know what we need to do to beat this virus. Tell the truth, follow the scientists and the science," Biden said. He tried to offer Americans hope by explaining if they continue to follow the rules, they will be allowed to meet in small gatherings by Independence Day. "After this long hard year, that will make this Independence Day something truly special, where we not only mark our independence as a nation but begin to mark our independence from this virus," Biden said. But his offer of a glimmer of hope was diminished by a warning in a lecture. First, he warned Americans the lockdowns could be reinstated if they do not take the virus restrictions seriously. "If we don't stay vigilant and the conditions change, then we may have to reinstate restrictions to get back on track," he said. "This is not the time to let up." He also criticized Americans who continue to buck coronavirus restrictions and made an urgent plea for everyone to wear a mask. "Too often we have turned against one another," Biden said, calling wearing a mask the easiest thing to do in order to save lives. Biden also alluded to states run by Republican governors who are lifting their mask mandates. "Sometimes it divides us," he said. "States pitted against one another instead of working with each other." Biden also lectured Americans for vicious hate crimes and attacks on Asian Americans who were harassed, blamed, and scapegoated for the virus. "It's wrong, it's un-American, and it must stop," he said. Biden did not speak about China's failure to contain the virus or their attempt to cover up the danger it posed to the world. He also called for unity, telling Americans to ignore the loudest voices on cable news and online platforms.